guys, I just got off a plane.
Yeah, you've had.
I've had a time of it.
Yeah, you were supposed to be home yesterday, and then you were home today. That tells you what your time has been like.
Yeah. So if I seem a little punch drunk today, forgiveness, please. But we are here to talk about episode 53 of My Hero Academia, in which, was it getting just a little too easy to keep track of everyone's names and quirks? Then meet UA's rival schools, the Westsiders and the Gray Shirts. In the provisional licensing exam, they're facing off against UA in a battle royale where the UA students are at a disadvantage because the other schools already know about their quirks from the televised sports festival. That's the short version. We got a lot of, like, that's really just the back half of the episode, but the front half was that annoying shonen thing where everything before the title card is just a recap of the previous episode.
With a little bit added in there.
Slight perspective shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couple of little details. We get a moment of All Might feeling sad because he realizes, oh, I'm the one who needs protecting now.
Now, that moment to me actually kind of hit in a weird spot because I was like, I would be interested in that story of like an episode about All Might dealing with people coddling him instead of like revering him as a god and how different that would be after, I assume, decades of being this just symbol of peace. And now everyone's like, hey, watch your step, man. Like, it could be dangerous. You should probably like wear like some like a hard hat if you're coming through here because we got, you know, real heroes doing, people with powers doing stuff. and that's not you anymore.
He's retired. He's out of the game. He's not the same man he used to be.
Because like when he just had that like really small moment of like, oh yeah, I guess everyone looks at me as someone they have to protect now. Like just and the kind of mental wall that would have to break down in you somewhere.
And poor Bakugo just looks down and is like, sees the thing his that he's building up to hero. Just destroyed in front of him. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's
really
It was a quick moment, but a good one. It's the little details like that. But speaking of little details that were perhaps made a bit too much of, guys, were you aware that Gravity Girl has a giant lady boner for Midoriya? Because they really made sure to drive that point home.
I think they keep being too vague on it. I wish they would just, you know, give us some sort of an answer on whether or not that's actually what she's been thinking all these times.
If I had to be completely honest with you, I've never been it's not that I don't like the idea of them as a couple. Mm. I just hate
the way it's done.
The non-action that's being taken with it. Just languishing on the fact that she has a thing for him and then never doing anything with it. It feels
below this show in a way.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where I feel like every time we've been introduced with a motivation or a concept for a character, it is something that they will act on and we'll see it and it has like repercussions. And whereas she has like her and Deku have clearly had like crushes on each other like this whole time and nothing has come of it from either side really. Like it's just been, you know, Uraka being embarrassed if someone mentions it and Midoriya being really stiff and like scared when she's around and like thinks he's doing something cool or
that said this is the first time they've dedicated any real screen time to it in a while. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those details that even without anything done with it, like, that's kind of just high school.
It's not something I hate. It's just it always feels weird that when it pops up it's like, oh yeah, and there's this that because they are high schoolers and this is just how kids kind of are, it's something that's probably not going to be acted on or will be just something that is frequently brought up and have no real gravity in any way, which is...
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you.
that's
what was coming out of my mouth.
That's why it's just not interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with you. I was about to say, like, you know what? This sounds right for a couple of kids who have a crush on each other, but... like, it's hard to move on that sometimes. Even when you might think it might be mutual, you have a billion other things going on in your life. Do you want to throw romance in there? Do you want to, like... but if you can't make it interesting, which, let me just be honest with you, sorry, this isn't, then I'm glad that Kohei Horikoshi doesn't drive this too far into the ground. I mean, whenever it comes up, it just kind of feels like, okay, we don't need this, but at least it's not every episode.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I did like is I think it was, I always forget her name, Pink Girl, but I think she brings up, she's like, oh, I that's because you like someone. Who is it, Deku or Ida? Because I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. They are, it's always the three of them that are hanging out. It is rarely just her and Deku. So there was enough plausible deniability there of, is it Deku or Ida? It could be either of them.
I'm so glad nobody in that group said, maybe it's Bakugo.
I thought it was a nice point of levity that pink girl, Majin Boobs, as I call her, straight up says, look, if we're not going to talk about anything important, I'm going to make it about romance.
Yeah, this is what it's going to be.
This is my thing now.
Hey, you know what? And that seems like it would totally be her thing.
Yep.
Like, when Joke shows up and the first words is like, let's get married. And then, like, fucking acid girl just pops up with a fucking heart. I'm like, for God's sakes, girl. Yeah.
I think that
she's
also
the girly girl romance.
Yeah, also a cute bit of verisimilitude. There's that one person in the group who just wants everybody to kiss everybody.
Yes.
AKA the audience insert.
And you know, there are definitely... So there's going to always be someone in the group who's going to try and, like...
Matchmaker, make me a match. Yep.
We don't get to see it, because actually this is backstepping a little bit, but initially we are introduced, like... We start off with the scene of seeing Deku's shoot style saving All Might. Mm-hmm. And then Kirishima and Electric Guy walk up. And they're like, hey, that's real cool. We've been working on our moves, too. And Electric Guy's like real jazzed to show his off. He's like, mine is a paradigm shift. It's totally different from anything I've ever done. Gets interrupted because the other class walks in. And they're like, it's our turn to use the gym or whatever. You guys got to leave.
And that shitbag from Class B is back.
With wearing like this like big like over-the-top like jacket and like suit outfit. And one of his friends is like, so that's his costume? Like, yeah, he didn't want to go overboard because his power's copying people.
That's
just him,
it.
Just them shitting on him. Just like, this is him trying to not look eccentric?
I just love the fact that he, you know, he fucking sighs relief after finding out that he doesn't have to go up against Class A. And you know what? I wouldn't want to go up against Class A either.
Yeah. No, it seems like a rough group to go against, especially when, like we've mentioned before, the advantage everyone else has on them is knowing their powers, and that's something that 1A does know about 1B for the most part, is they've gotten to see each other. They know what they can do.
I do like the fact that... So, yeah, they decided that they start the games, and I love the reveal, too. It's a great reveal where the walls of the stadium that they are, the auditorium that they were in, fall apart to reveal the place where they'll be battling. And even everybody else is like, this is too big, right? This is way too big. And even the guy who's running is like, yeah, I know, okay. We know it's too big.
I miss all my
right.
sleep
oh my God.
For this.
Yeah, yet another adult in a position of authority with a weird, wacky eccentricity. He's sleepy all the time. That's his deal.
We also got a kid. Okay, so first off, we get the kid who was number one ranked in the like getting in straight from recommendation. Mm-hmm. And then for reasons currently unknown to me, and as far as I know the anime audience, that he turned down the applicator, the acceptance to UA, despite being apparently a big UA fanboy, because jumps in on the plus ultra cheer, then apologizes later, scraping his own head in the process. And we get to like meet some of him, and I think we see like two of his classmates, but don't really get names with them. And then the other school kind of shows up, the second years, and one kid in there, I swear to God, is just Deku, but with less green in his hair and no freckles.
I wrote him down in my notes as Nega Deku.
Okay, yeah. We've just got time skip Deku and then sleepy time skip Bakugo talking about the test.
Yeah.
Like they're throwing just a couple characters that just feel like slight alterations, or like if Bakugo and Aizawa had a baby, who this sleepy man would one day grow up to be.
Look, Kohei Horikoshi isn't going to waste all of his good character designs if characters are only there for one arc.
But I want to believe they're all real people, Scott. And we've got that dude with a bag for a face in the crowd. I still don't know his story.
But I was going to say, we get... I also love the fact that Bakugo calls that dude out, like, don't fucking talk to me like that.
Your words don't match your face.
And the other guy's like, oh, okay, you get it. And it's another sign of that Bakugo is a cynic. He's cynical, but he sees through people's bullshit, and I like that. But one of the things I actually really like is the fact that... So, yeah, Joke, one of the other... Who is she? She's the teacher for the
the gray shirts.
Yeah, for the gray shirts.
Yeah.
So she's over there, and she's like, "I can't believe you didn't tell them." And he's like, "I didn't need to tell them. I've been prepping them for this anyway, because once they get out there, everyone's gonna know their quirks." And so they come out swinging, and every character who shows off shows a new version of their ability or a different take on it. Yep. And it's really cool.
Now, what do we get? Minotaur with his, like, whip grapes.
It's funny that that's one of the first things that came to mind. I'm like, but that's a good idea. Like, that's a very effective weapon right there. Yayorozu has a bunch of shields. We see Tape Dude just being really, like...
Just being good with tape.
Yeah, just being good with his tape. Like, everybody just comes out swinging hardcore, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a really great animated... It's a really well-animated sequence, too. Which, yay. Good. I'm glad. Like, that's one of my favorite things from the show, is that it does these really big
pieces.
Entourage sequences very well, and we get to see one of these right out the gate.
I like that the test starts, and Deku is like, yo, we all need to stick together, because I've already pieced together how this is going to go.
Yeah,
and Bakugo does his classic, like, whatever, nerd, you can't tell me what to do, and just launches off on his own. And then Todoroki, who seems to understand the situation too, just kind of goes... I get you, but my power is really tough to use in a crowd, so I'm also out.
I like seeing how effortlessly Deku falls into a leadership position. Feels like in previous arcs, this would have been Ida, like, rallying the troops. Yeah. But by this point, they've had enough experience together that when Deku says shit...
We can
shit,
trust him!
Yeah, people listen.
Turns out they've seen him doing enough cool stuff and being on top of things at the right time that it's starting to take effect and everyone just listens to him.
Yeah. Oh, we also see Tokiyami use his cowl.
Crow armor.
Yeah, and fire it off, and that was really cool. Oh, Tape Dude. Tape Dude uses his tape and grabs all the balls.
Yeah, so the way this test works, by the way, is everybody gets 6 of these little red balls and then 3 of these like target stickers that they apply to their body. So 3 hits on the 3 stickers, you're out.
Yeah.
And you have to eliminate 2 other people in order to pass this first round.
Yeah, which I think Deku already immediately deduces. They've given us exactly enough balls to eliminate 2 people, but clearly they really want us to go in and kill Snipe. They want other people to waste the first 2, and then you snipe in on that last shot, because that's all you need.
Yeah, which is... Like, everybody's just going ham on UA. I'm sitting here like, man, this is like...
Playing your shots.
Yeah. They're chucking all their balls all at once.
Did the animation squad do their math? Do we see too many balls for this scene to technically be allowed?
It sure felt like it.
Because they just kept coming.
Yeah, it felt like all UA has to do is play defense for a while, collect all the balls, and then the ball is, in fact, in their court. Yeah.
Also, we gloss over it, but they are initially told that it is about a 50% pass-fail on this test. But then they are presented with, hey, we have 1,400 or 1,500 people, so the first 100 who'd get this pass in the end.
Yep.
Suddenly, this is not a 50% marker anymore.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy because this is the hardest test they've had so far in terms of, like, who can get through this.
Yeah. Now, I forget, is there any... What is the consequence besides just not getting your license, which obviously everybody
wants? It's just
wants.
Having to wait till the next test, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my assumption, too. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't...
Yeah.
There wasn't something said that I'd missed about, if you don't pass this time, you can never get your license.
It's not a, you know, pass-fail, you will never get to take this test again. It is just, if you want to pass with what is likely going to be our main characters, let's say, you need to pass this time around, which is the question... Scott, I won't necessarily ask for your input since I know you've read the manga, but do you think any of Class 1A is going to fail this test?
I think it would be really cool if most of them wound up failing, honestly.
Okay.
Because at that point, it opens up interesting story possibilities if some of them, now they're the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to go off and do this provisional shit. Oh, you got to stick to the classroom. That sucks.
Well, bye.
Bye. Not much I can do about it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm definitely looking at this as a possible way for the author to be like, hey, we're really going to throw some shine on Deku, Bakugo, Ida, these specific characters that we've kind of seen a lot of, and maybe like a handful of others that can come along for the ride. But this gang of like Laser Tommy, Grape Kid, maybe tape guy, like just animal talkie kid. Like here's why they don't show up all that much, because they didn't get their license at that test. that's sort of where I see this going.
Ooh, I wonder if Zito could adapt this to the Natural Wonders. we've been needing to rotate out our entourage a little more often.
Last time I saw you guys do that, somebody got like cooked and eaten.
Things went bad.
Yeah, mistakes were made.
And steaks were made. but yeah, no, I, this whole arc gets pretty crazy from here on out. Like there's a lot of people that they've introduced with a lot of different abilities. Yeah, you'll find out that one of the favorites in this arc is in fact the main dude from the rival school.
The fanboy guy.
They definitely seem like they were setting him up.
They show him a lot in the opening, theme. So I had a feeling he would matter.
Yeah, he's definitely a fan favorite of this arc, so keep an eye on him. Also, you know, Negadeku has also got some cool stuff going on, and all the teammates do weird and crazy things. You're going to see... So, one of the things that you guys might be a little bit afraid of, which, me watching this, I was like, oh man, is this really this arc? But then I remember that a lot of people are worried that the stakes here are going to be a little bit low because it's a school test. Let me tell you, there's a lot of emotional stake that they managed to pack in here, and it's good stuff.
I'm sure there's a lot of pride on the line for, I'm going to pass my provisional test on my first try, and I'm with all these second and third years.
It's not just that.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why, I won't say anything more than that, but that's why this arc is really cool, and it's exciting, and it's got, like, great use of powers. That's one of those whole, like, that's kind of the purpose of this arc, is like, man, we had a lot of this drama, a lot of these big fights, but we didn't get like creative use of power was not high on the list because you had more full frontal like simple confrontations with big stakes. So here we get to see stuff go kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, I can't say I was too worried about the stakes because this is the show that made the sports festival, which could have been the most tedious thing in the world, like
the
really
best arc.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so, one of the best things.
Yeah, so I have full faith in the writer to be able to take these situations that could be kind of whatever and make them matter.
Yeah.
So just in case, I know it's kind of a foregone conclusion at this point, but yo, have this eggplant though.
Yeah, the opening's starting to grow on a little bit on me, but I don't love it. It's just not that memorable for me. But yeah, besides that, love this episode. Love the introduction of a bunch of like new characters who will really, you know, turn this arc upside down. I'm happy for it. I'm just raring to get into the good stuff. We're like that's still like an episode or two off. So I'm.
I also really liked it. Lots of fun. I'm excited to see what all these new guys can do. I love Joke's hair color. She has my favorite anime hair color.
Joke's design is great. It looks.
I love Joke's design. I am worried because I am already kind of getting sick of her bit.
Oh yeah.
I am ready for her to drop her. Like I'm gonna try and end every sentence with a joke to see if I can get you to laugh, Eraser, and you never are. Like I'm already like okay, I get it. Like she's this you know goofy high energy person, and he is this very low energy stoic serious.
So her,
look how different they are.
So her power is forcing people to laugh, right?
Yep.
So is he just constantly erasing her quirk all the time that they're talking
now,
so he doesn't have to put up with her shit?
No, because you can tell when he's erasing the quirk. His hair does that thing and his eyes do the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she doesn't use it on him because that would be cheating.
No, that makes sense.
She wants to make him laugh. She's the Joker to his Batman, and I mean that wholeheartedly because, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of can't help but feel like Kohei Horikoshi was like,
what if our anime Batman had a jokester?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's not even much of a joke.
Yeah, it's kind of just right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like it. I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes and stuff. And just some characters have gotten some very slight redesigns in their costumes and stuff. I think they're all looking cool.
Yeah, I love Kirishima's.
Yeah, like, and I really want to see what everyone is doing with their new powers and stuff like that and with their new special moves and just see how this zany test goes because this is always one of my favorite parts in a My Hunter or My Hero arc because it's just like I don't know where it's going and everyone keeps going, it gets so good, and they haven't lied to me yet.
Yeah. I'm usually the first person over here saying, well, the audience, people in the Discord in the comments say this, but who can believe the unwashed general public? But
those normies out there.
Y'all haven't steered me wrong when it comes to this show.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yep.
I'll even fully admit this is my favorite arc that I've experienced so far.
That's interesting. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but yeah, I could dig on it. Actually, the arc after this is one of the ones I'm also looking forward to. But
well, that's a million years from now. Yeah, who knows
that's 2019.
That might not
hero.
Even get an anime. The world might end before.
I just feel like this is the arc that they prove that they are heroes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll see whether that gets proved out next week.
The provening.
Again. Reloaded.
Reproved.
Resurrection.
See you next time, folks.